And welcome back to the Devil's Radio Studio here on 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. Or you might be catching the stream at devilradio927.com. Or you could be catching the Facebook Live as well. I know my parents always check it out that way. Before we talk about John's mustache, we have to talk a little bit about the Bank of Sun. John, let's get to the mustache. We'll get that out of the way. That's the elephant in the room here. Tell us quick about the mustache. What's the inspiration? What's happening there?
Well, there's really no inspiration. It was just one of those things that you see people doing. I'm a volunteer firefighter, and there are folks within the fire department that, you know, can grow a mustache in about a day and a half. And I'm about 3.5 weeks in, and it looks absolutely ridiculous. So I can't wait till December 1st when it comes off. I know my wife's not real excited about it, and secretly, neither am I. So we're looking forward to the day.
Appreciate your commitment to it, though, John. That's what's important.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Turning our attention back to Bank of Sun Prairie and what's happening at the bank. So obviously, it's been a year of a lot of change, a lot of adaptation for so many businesses. The bank has stepped up in so many ways. Let's talk about some of the ways you've helped make the experience better and easier for your customers in the last 2 years.
Yeah, it's the last 2 years have certainly been different for us, different for everyone, and challenging and rewarding in many ways too. Certainly throughout the pandemic, we embraced the PPP program immediately and provided well over 300 businesses, over 1,000, employees, the benefits of the PPP program. And, each round, we certainly learned some things. Not only about, how we've done business in the past, but how we need to continue to do business in the future. As most financial institutions close their doors for a period of time. We did as well, just with a lot of the uncertainty with the pandemic. And, we found new ways to do business with our customers, to continue to provide the service they expect from us, anywhere from curbside service to increased drive-through, phones, Zoom meetings, what have you, and technology certainly played a big role in that. So we've been able to, offer more from a technology perspective than we've ever done in the past. And that's really exciting for us because, relationships and the one-on-one contact is still extremely important. At the same time, we recognize that not everyone's comfortable with that and not everyone wants to do banking that way. So we've invested in technology internally. We've invested in technology for external customers to be able to take advantage of that to do banking on the go. So we've learned a lot about ourselves. We've learned a lot about just our business community, but most importantly, the value in relationships. We're a phone call away. We're just on the street. We care. We want to spend time with our customers, but we want to spend time with our customers that's convenient for them and that's meaningful to them. So we really try to cater our service to our customers' needs.
We're talking with John over at Bank of Sun Prairie. You can check him out at bankofsunprairie.com. John, this is kind of one of those times too. I always like to give people an opportunity to plug their staff because staff is always what makes the whole organization go. Mm-hmm. I serve it up here. You guys have some great people that work at the Bank of Sun Prairie. Tell us a little bit about your staff and how they've kind of just gone through all of this with you and really stepped up to the plate.
Yeah. We certainly can't do this in a silo environment. This is, something that we needed to do in a collaborative environment. And we've all, really come together as an organization. We've had some bankers go into different roles because certain departments were flooded with business, and we had to do some training and we had to be very versatile in some of the skill sets that we have. And so we had people going from one department to another to help out, others coming to another department to help out. There was a ton of communication through email, through our website. Terry Van Tassel is our marketing person, and she has done such a phenomenal job making sure that appropriate communication was delivered, both website, email, internally. You know, our bankers, our tellers, our business bankers. But one thing that I really want to highlight are the people that are not customer facing, because those are the ones that make the engine drive. And those are the ones that are behind the scenes that make everything work. And I think a lot of times, you know, folks that are maybe in a back office or support role of some kind aren't really given the credit they deserve, but really, they're really important to me. And in my opinion, no matter what position you have in the bank, every single one of us is here for a purpose, and every single one of us has a job that in some way can positively or negatively impact our customer. And it's important from our culture perspective that everyone knows how important they are to our bank, and every role is key to us. So we do whatever we can to make that customer experience the best possible. And again, it's a lot of our back office and support roles that make that happen. Our front-facing colleagues, you know, they do a great job too. And I don't want any credit to not be with them, but it really does take a full team effort to make it happen.
Yeah, it takes a team. And I love the fact too that everything is customer focused for you. That seems like that's the, all the decisions that the Bank of Sun Prairie makes is customer focused. And it's led to some recognition, John. You guys have received some recognition recently too because of that.
We have, Jason. You know, most recently, through the Wisconsin Bankers Association, our bank was recognized with a number of awards for financial literacy. We've partnered with the Sun Prairie School District in a number of ways. We've partnered with other organizations throughout the city of Sun Prairie, businesses in Sun Prairie, to provide financial education to anyone that's interested. And we can do that through, we've learned that we can now do that through Zoom meetings. You know, the program wasn't designed to be that way. It was meant to be, you know, digital. There's digital classes that can be taken right through our website. They're short courses, so, you know, 5 to 6 minutes each on 50-some different topics. We've got 17 to 20 different topics we can do in person, but Zoom wasn't part of the plan initially. So we've learned that we can effectively do those. You know, Pam Blattner is our financial fitness coach and trainer, and she's the one that's done a number of presentations throughout the community. Dina Heinlein is our deposit operations manager, and she's a board member with Shelter for the Storm Ministries locally here, and has done just a tremendous job providing financial literacy support to the folks that organization supports. Rob Stelzer, he's one of our business bankers, was also recognized, and our president and CEO, Jimmy Kaufman, recognized as well. So WBA, Wisconsin Bankers Association, presented us, I think, 5 or 6 awards last week at an event for financial literacy, and Bank of Sun Prairie ranks as one of the top banks in the state as it relates to number of presentations and in the communities we serve.
What a great company, great bank right here locally. You listen to Let's Get Local. We'll be back in just a bit.